I love technology and all the benefits it provides as much as anyone, but I was pretty shocked to learn that police have access to technology that allows them to see through walls like Superman, and as a result, they may be invading your privacy. A new technology allows for the first time both law enforcement, military, and first responders to be able to detect people like you and me standing or sitting behind a wall from a distance as far as a football field. In this video, we will break down how this technology works, how the cops are using it, and whether or not it's legal for the cops to use it to potentially invade your privacy. The last thing any of us want is for police to be able to use new technology that allows them to snoop on us in our homes from more than 100 yards away. In fact, if you wait around till the end of this video, I'll share with you the countermeasure that can be used to avoid being compromised by this police technology. So how does all of this work? Well, the name of the instrument is known as Zaver. Zaver is an instrument that can be set up, and it looks very much like photography equipment set up on a tripod that can be put up and taken down in just a few seconds. It also comes with a handheld option as well. Once set up, Zaver allows cops to see through walls from a distance as far away as a football field. Imagine cops pulling up to a house. But when I say pulling up a full football field away from that house. They set up this equipment, and as they do so, they're able to see from over 100 yards away who is in the house, how many people are in the house, the proximity of each person to one another, and exactly the direction each person may be walking. In fact, it's so precise, this type of device can actually detect micro movements of live objects in order to determine what's actually happening in real time behind the wall. For example, let's say somebody's grabbing something in their pocket, and as they grab into their pocket, they're looking to pull it out. This device would allow police to actually be able to see this individual grabbing something in their pocket and pulling it out in order to hand it to someone. So how are the cops able to control this very powerful technology? This technology comes with a tablet that is actually tied into artificial intelligence, so that as the police are watching someone behind the walls, AI is actually providing interpretive data so that the police can draw conclusions from what's going on behind that wall, and then it can actually record in real time what is taking place and take still photos so that this information could be used as evidence. You say, why was it set up this way? Because this technology, in many ways, was specifically designed for law enforcement, and there were mechanisms built into the technology that would allow police to be able to record and create still high quality photos while they're doing their criminal investigations. Now, we have actually seen technology similar to this, but not as advanced, known as Range R. Although courts have not ruled on the use of Zaver without a warrant, we have seen Range R technology, which is a much less impressive type of technology that has been used by police for similar type of criminal investigations. Range R has been used as recently as 2015, and it's used by police to determine if human life is inside a building. The main difference between Range R technology and Zaver is that Range R technology requires the police to hold the device up against the wall to send radar signals through the wall to see if there's human life on the other side. Now with Zaver, you don't have to be up against the wall. You can be as far away as 100 yards and still detect micro movements and life behind the wall. Here is the problem. As I mentioned in my recent video about cell site simulators being used by police to invade your privacy, this technology is often used by the police for years without any checks and balances. And the MO, the modus operandi of the police, is to continue to use this technology until the courts find out about it. This is exactly what happened with Range R technology. For years, we know at least 50 police agencies were using Range R technology to detect if someone was on the other side of a wall in a building. But no one knew that it was being used until a police officer was placed on a witness stand and vigorously cross-examined by a defense attorney during a suppression hearing in a Denver courtroom. In that case, the police officer admitted that the Range R device was, quote, a handheld Doppler device that picks up breathing and movement within a house. In that case, the police were trying to catch a man who had allegedly violated his parole. We have since learned that the FBI and the Marshals Service have been using this exact technology for years, with little to no disclosure or public notice, and certainly not informing the courts they're using this technology during their criminal investigations. So think about this. We have learned that the FBI and the Marshals Service had been using RangeR technology since at least 2012, but the courts didn't learn about its existence until 2015. So the real question here, is the use of these technologies legal? Unfortunately, the United States Supreme Court has not ruled on police use of either of these technologies, but they did rule on a similar issue back in 2001 in the case known as Kylo versus the United States. In Kylo versus US, the United States Supreme Court ruled that the Constitution bars the police from being able to scan the outside of a home with a thermal imaging device unless they have a warrant. And an interesting footnote, the court actually mentioned that the use of radar technology devices, similar to RangeR technology, could apply to this ruling as well. Even more specifically, in 2013, the Supreme Court ruled that they further limited police officers' ability to search the immediate area outside of your home through the use of a drug dog sniff. The reasoning behind this was articulated very well by Justice Scalia when he said this, "The core of the Fourth Amendment is the right of a man to retreat into his own home and there be free from unreasonable government intrusion." So let's be frank. You would think, based upon the Kylo decision and the Florida versus Jardine decision, that the police would have gotten the message and stopped doing all this stuff, right? Nope. Why? Because police generally have qualified immunity for their actions. And as a result of that, many agencies have shown a pattern and practice of only stopping illegal police activities if and when they get caught. For example, in the case of United States versus Denson, a fugitive hunting task force tracked a man by the name of Steve Denson. Now, this was headed up by the U.S. Marshals Service. They tracked this man to a Wichita home for allegedly violating his parole. Before the police forced his door open, it was exposed during testimony that RangeR technology was used in order to confirm there was someone on the other side of the wall. The problem? The original officer who conducted the investigation was not transparent in his police report. In fact, the officer's original report said this, quote, "The officers developed reasonable suspicion that Denson was in the residence." But the officer never mentioned that they used RangeR technology in order to determine that he was in the residence. After arresting Denson and charging him with illegally possessing two firearms that they found inside, it was learned that the agents did have an arrest warrant, but they did not have a search warrant. Even though Denson's lawyers tried to have the gun charge thrown out, eventually the 10th Circuit actually not only upheld the search, but also upheld his conviction. Why? Because parolees lose most of their Fourth Amendment rights, and the court upheld the search on other grounds. The bigger problem is, how do courts not know about police officers using this technology? And another problem is, why do courts not hold police accountable when they intentionally omit the use of this type of technology, and then they learn that it was used as part of a search and an arrest? Agents had been using this technology for over 2 years and no one knew about it. How many other people's rights were being violated by the feds and state and local agencies who were using this technology, all because no one ever dug further, no one ever contested the search, and maybe a lazy lawyer just took the police report as being the gospel truth? If you don't believe police are sometimes hiding the use of their technology during criminal investigations, check out this email from a Florida sergeant. In this email, this Florida sergeant was asking other officers from a different department to not reveal how they were obtaining evidence during an investigation by using a cell site simulator tool, similar to the exact technology I spoke about a few weeks ago, known as Stingray technology. The email specifically said to only mention they obtained the evidence from a confidential source and not through the high-tech tool that they were using. Why? Because the police wanted to protect the identity of this technology so that courts would not learn about it so they could continue to use it unchecked. In fact, William Sorokas, a former supervisor of the Marshals Service, he said that his deputies are not supposed to hide or lie when it comes to the use of high-tech tools, but they are encouraged and told not to tell anyone that they're using this technology so that they can keep it somewhat secret for future criminal investigations. Now look, this technology is not all bad. In fact, when it's used appropriately, first responders can use it to much quicker find someone that may be in a building and they're in distress so that they can locate that body. It can also be used to help free people from a hostage situation. It also has wonderful applications for firefighters looking to try to find a body in a burning building, and it can be used in multiple ways to save lives. But as always, the problem is never the technology. It's always how people choose to use it. In fact, that is exactly why federal, state, and local authorities should be required to disclose they are using this advanced technology. Whenever they're seeking to obtain a search warrant, they need to put that in their search warrant affidavit, and they should put this in their police report so that they can be held accountable to determine if there are any Fourth Amendment violations when they use them. By doing this, it will help ensure that this technology can be challenged in court and maybe now force the United States Supreme Court to rule whether the use of this technology is a Fourth Amendment violation, so that way police cannot just continue to use new technology unchecked for years until they get caught. As long as the courts continue to enable law enforcement to use this technology for years without being checked, you can count on the fact that new advancements in technology will continue to be used to invade your privacy rights and potentially Fourth Amendment violations. Now, if you remember, I told you at the beginning of the video that I would provide you a countermeasure that basically makes this technology completely worthless and useless. In other words, if the police tried to use this against you in your home and you used what I'm going to share with you, it would not work. These radar technology devices can penetrate almost any wall. In other words, cops can see through walls that are made of brick, stucco, plywood, sheetrock, or other types of wood. However, what they cannot penetrate are metal buildings. They cannot penetrate through walls lined with metal or lined with foil. Why? Because metal reflects all the energy from the device. As a result, this technology is completely ineffective with metal buildings or anything with metal lined within the walls. Now, what if instead of snooping on you through your walls, what if the cops want to hijack your phone and steal your data? Can they legally do this? Check out this next video where I break down how cops can hijack your phone and legally steal your data. And more importantly, what you can do about it. See you over there.